Carla Taylor, my dear new friend. So grateful that you are here with me. I know we've been connected on LinkedIn for a little while, but now we are here virtually face to face, and I'm very grateful that you're here with me on Prilism.
Thank you so much. I am really excited to get to know you as well.
Absolutely. Well, first question for you is simply, what is your business, Carla?
My business is Bring Your Brilliance, and I help people bring their brilliance to work with them every day. I help people to connect and share what their brilliance is in a very effective, compelling, confident way with their team members, with their clients, whoever it is. And I bring people together across the organization with my brilliantly engaged solution.
What compelled you to start Bring Your Brilliance? Why did you start this company?
I have always been fascinated by people doing their best work. I've always been fascinated by purpose and alignment of gifts and strengths. It's something that even as a little girl, I remember thinking, I wonder what my purpose is, and all of these things. And I'm somebody who tends to shine pretty brightly. And so I want to help other people step into that and amplify what they're doing as well. And I know when people are aligned with their purpose and their gifts and their strengths, there's no room for anything else. All the mental health challenges and everything else come from being less than what you were meant to be. And so this is my mission and my calling, if you will, to help people really do the work that they were meant to be doing while they're here on Earth.
Who would you say are your ideal clients? Who do you typically work with the work that you do?
So I typically work with, well, I work with individuals, but also organizations who are really ready for it to be different and ready for more and know that the old solutions aren't working anymore and they really need to step up into a new way of doing things. And so they should be very progressive and understanding the way the world has even changed in the last few years, that we've got to connect people across the remote organizations. We've got to give people their best work and even equip them and empower them to ask for it and to be able to do it together and then come together aligning with their dreams, their individual dreams, but also then the dream of the organization, but bringing all of that in alignment and helping people connect better across the organization with micro coaching and micro learning and these little bits of touch points that actually change everything.
Is there a specific size company that you're looking to really work with?
Most companies that I have been talking to are between 1 and 5,000, but they can be bigger or smaller. The way you work with bigger organizations is with one group at a time. And so you wouldn't like deploy it to 18,000 people. You would start with probably about 100 people, but then you can grow from there. But the ones who have more people in the organization tend to have more need to connect and even break down silos and help people really get to know each other in a way they haven't before.
What would you say the value is that you bring to the table, Carla?
I mean, it's huge. It's bringing people into their best work and helping them be so much more productive, but also so much more energized by the work that they do. And they get more and more excited. And when you are energized and excited and doing your best work, you're going to give way more, even than I think the discretionary effort is at least 20% more, or sometimes way more than that. And so, if like you've got a really engaged, on fire employee, and if they leave, often you have to replace them with two or even three people because they were just accomplishing so much because they were so passionate about it. So when you light everybody up to that level of passion, it's a across the board, people double, triple, quadruple, 10 times their business. The happy employees make for happy customers who buy more stuff. I mean, it's a massive ripple effect across the organization. People are, doing the good thing, and then they just like exponentially grow. It's really awesome. And so that's what I'm here to do, is just to get people super aligned and generating way more than they've ever thought they even could.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with these prospective clients or these heads of HR departments or these leaders in these organizations you're looking to really connect and work with? What's that ideal conversation look like?
I mean, it's all about their pain points and what they're suffering and struggling with right now. And so the things to listen for are like, we just don't even know how to connect our remote workforce, or our employees are more technically connected, but less human to human connected. And we've got to bring humanity back into it, helping break down silos or get people to collaborate across the company, even with like everybody is so intelligent and everybody has all these, the expertise that they have. But a lot of people think, oh, I need to be an expert. But at this point in the world, there's no way to be a complete expert on anything. You've got to just have your expertise and know what you can do and then bring it together with all of the other people who are looking to find innovative solutions and things like that. And so, you know, the people who are tasked with engagement or culture or, you know, the biggest conversation right now is, I think it's called the Great Gloom or something. It used to be the Great Resignation. And I mean, everybody is talking about how unhappy at work people are right now. And so if you're looking for a way to, like, my book is The Career Happiness Project. And when you're happy, it's not a like one-time thing. It is like really loving your work and being engaged and energized by it. And it also fits your life right now. And so it's sustainable. And then it's connecting all of these people because happy people do more. Happy employees make for happy customers that buy more stuff. And, you know, we also know that mental health challenges are rampant and people are spending more and more dollars on trying to fix what's wrong instead of focusing. I mean, you need to do that too. Of course, you can't ignore that, but focusing on actually what's right and making that be more of the impetus and going more and more that in that direction. That's really where the most dollars need to be invested, because when people are lit up, I mean, it's a night and day difference. It's so different than when you're like, oh, I don't even feel like, you know, going to work today. And it's so draining. And it's all about, you know, not that your people are your greatest asset, but your people's energy is your greatest asset. And so how do you ignite and deploy that energy in a meaningful way for, you know, even more innovation than what you've even seen? And so that's what I'm passionate about.
I love it. No, I love your passion. I love just how you, you know, like the name of the show, Perlusum, Leading Through Light. And It's impressive. And I can see it just, you know, in us chatting here and just hear it in your voice. But last one for you here is, how would you say you're leading the way in your industry with what you're doing?
You know, I've always been way future focused and way ahead. I've always been about 10 years ahead of everyone else, just because I don't know. It's just what I pay attention to. And that's one of my gifts. And yet, I mean, now it's probably more like 3 to 5 years ahead because the world is moving faster. But I also have been modeling the way and doing this in my own life as well. I used to be the person behind the scenes helping everyone else do it. And now I've realized I also have to model the way, and I get to. And, you know, in the last year, I'm down 94 pounds. I have really gotten my own health track and everything else. And your purpose track only moves as fast as your health track, which I finally learned, you know. And so I am not only helping everyone else to do that, I'm doing it myself. And I am just full of my own love and light and able to bring that to every single person that I meet. People tell me that I'm different, and I am. I just have, I've been this passionate for 17 years. Like, this isn't a new thing. This is what I care most about in the world. And this is what I'm here to do. This is my calling, and my passion is to help people align with their passions and their purpose.